Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We're impressed with the priests and their ministry. We're grateful for the assistance of the Levites. We delight in the contributions of the musicians. But gatekeepers, David? Is this the job of a king, to be arranging gatekeepers? But there they are, 1 Chronicles 26, verses 1 to 19. And what a pivotal role they have. Of course, quote, "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness," Psalm 84, verse 10. But don't underestimate these men and their ministry. First, notice our friend Obed-Edom, 1 Chronicles 26, 4. Remember him? He and his family had been greatly blessed for looking after the Ark of the Covenant, chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. How greatly? Here's his family, now in Jerusalem, protecting the Lord's things. How many? 8 sons, quote, "for God blessed him," chapter 26, verses 4 and 5, plus his grandsons, 62 in all, verse 8. How are they described? Quote, "they were men of great ability," verse 6, and, quote, "able men, with strength for the work," verse 8. Their responsibilities were varied. It seems sitting in the gate involved more than GPS services, directing people to the temple. They helped in directing lives as well. One of Obed-Edom's grandsons, Zechariah, is described as, quote, "a wise counselor," verse 14, like the husband of the virtuous woman who also sat in the gate, Proverbs 31, verse 23. Some protected access to, quote, "the storehouse," 1 Chronicles 26, verse 15. Others patrolled, quote, "the ascending highway," watchman opposite watchman, verse 16. Quote, "as for the Parbar on the west," verse 18, that was the suburb on the western hill where the priests had their homes. So, like elders of the church and mothers in the home, keepers were vital for watching what went in and out, giving sage advice, and protecting the treasure in their care, serving the Lord in guarding what's precious to him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.